Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
All right, let's do a gamble to start off hot.
What do you want to gamble on? Okay.
You call it.
Yep, ready. Red.
Hey, red 7.
Did you make it land on that for me?
How could I?
Love.
Spin so fast. All right, guys, you know the deal. We're hopping right into it.
Okay.
We got the steak already pulled up.
Spudda.
We're up to $8. Eight free whole dollars. I'm feeling a little spicy about this one.
I just don't understand the currency thing.
What do you mean?
Like, what if we wanted to cash this out? What if I was like, I have an $8 bill to pay?
You could.
Is it like PayPal, Venmo? What do they do?
It's Bitcoin. Give you Bitcoin.
Wow. One schmeggle. Or
do you want to bump it up a little bit? You want to do $2 today?
You are a risky biscuit boy.
What do you want to do?
I think Cam and I are more conservative. You want to do $1? What were you saying?
No, I was asking if you wanted to bump it.
You do whatever.
All right, let's just do $1. Stick to the segment here. So remember, guys, this is a free dollar that we get every week from steak. We're just gambling it. Ooh, we got an ace. Ooh, we got two aces against a four. We have to split those.
Are we going to?
And 21 and 17. Okay, we pushed. Or we lost one. We won one. So we pushed. All right, guys.
That's really... Can you double down after you split?
No, doesn't appear so.
Okay. I just meant like... Like ever?
I feel like you should be able to, but for some reason I didn't even ask us.
There's so much about blackjack that I want to understand.
What
do you know?
Understand?
I feel like for the majority, like I get the rules. I can understand what we're searching for.
Yeah.
And we're doing. But I don't, like, whenever you go to Vegas.
Hey, you are searching for a 21, am I right?
I don't get it.
Because okay. When we met, I was 20.
I forgot about that.
All right, go ahead.
I feel like when you go to Vegas, they want to talk to you about the book a lot. And you're like, where's the book? Like, if you ask them for a reference book, they're like, no, it's like a book.
Right.
I'm like, it's not like a book. Mm-hmm. And they're like, the book.
Yeah.
And so then it's like, how do you learn about it? Can you go to like the book?
Cameron, Google the blackjack book. It's going to be.
Is there one resource? I'm saying
it's going to be one graph. You haven't seen this?
No.
I feel like we've talked about it before.
No, I just thought it was this like nebulous idea, but not a real thing.
It shows what, if the dealer has this and you have
this,
it shows you what to do. It's like one succinct chart.
And people just memorize that?
You can even bring one. You can print it out and bring it.
They're so bossy at the tables. I feel like if I pulled something out, they'd be like, no.
Yeah. Maybe they wouldn't be cool with it, but.
It looks like he searched that and it's difficult.
It's not easy to find. Yeah.
And this is what bothers me because like basically then every hand is kind of predecided what you're supposed to do.
It's not predecided.
If you were to follow.
It's not predecided. It's Oh yeah. This just gives you the best chance of winning.
And to me it's like they try to tell you what to do and it's like but that takes away the whimsy. You know what I mean?
Hey, you're preaching to the choir here.
Do you feel the same way?
Absolutely.
Oh, good.
Absolutely. This is for losers. This is for losers and nerds. And if you play like this.
How do people count cards?
Oh, counting cards is it's a little complex. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, of course I do. I'm asking.
So from what I understand, the more tens that are in the deck,
okay,
the better of a chance you have to win, the player.
Are you saying the deck is variable? It's not like a deck of cards? Because then there's...
The more tens that are remaining in the deck, the percentage of tens remaining in the deck.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So like if I go 2, 2, 2, 4... Now your next chance of winning is better. No, actually, I want to cover this from my dome, okay?
Oh, he's... Okay.
I got it from the dome. All right.
Cameron started to pull up a reference. Yeah. We don't need it, apparently. Scott's... Take it away.
So, counting cards is counting the amount of high cards left. And based on the amount of high cards that you have left, you make your bet change in accordance with that number. That's it.
Okay.
So, you know... King, two, ace, 3, that's a net count of 0.
Okay, can I ask you a follow-up question?
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like I sort of understood that, right?
Yep.
And like if you're at a table with 4 other players, you're looking at what they're getting to and you're like adding.
Yeah, you got to count the whole thing.
And if they get so mad about counting cards, why isn't it like, why aren't there partitions? You know what I mean? Cover your cards. Now I can't peek over. I can't. It's well, like they want
what they do
people
is,
to do it.
What they do is.
Do they want people to do it?
No.
All right.
But it only applies to every time we play blackjack, you and I.
Yeah.
There's only been one instance where they've used a real deck of cards. They use 6 decks and they're in the stack, right?
Mm.
But when we play at the casual low limit tables,
mm-hmm.
They have the randomizer. So every time they get your cards back.
Is that like a shuffler?
It doesn't go in the bottom. Yeah, it just reshuffles it. It's a brand new
within
deck
6
time.
Decks.
So the count is always the same with the randomizer.
Oh, okay. Oh, because you
whereas,
think that. Okay.
Whereas when we have the big things where they lay out the decks and they remember they made Cameron split it that one time.
Oh yeah.
Every card that's been
I forgot
used.
About that.
Yeah, Cameron.
Yeah, he tried to split a deck of cards because they handed it to him. They're like, "Put this card anywhere you want. Split the deck." And he was like, "Hmm."
And he put it.
And then he put
it
in the second slot. And they're like,
"They're like,
no."
Yeah. Which, they called the pit boss over and everything.
It was actually like a serious offense. It seemed because then they called some guy over the bald head, and he bossed things around.
Yeah.
Don't ask me to split it, though. Is that what you said?
Yeah. If you're not going to give me the option, don't ask me.
Right. Takes away the whimsy. I'm all about whimsy. All
right. If you had to blow up a casino, which one would you blow up? All right, cut that.
What the fuck is wrong with
you?
No,
we cut it. It doesn't matter. anyways, a lot of people who bet big money, they want to believe that they're good at counting cards.
Mm-hmm.
And so they won't play at the randomizer machines because they think that the casino has pre-selected the winners, which maybe they have.
Do you think they have?
Possible. It's totally possible nowadays.
Okay.
Totally possible. I like to think they don't, but so yeah, that's why they have the real things.
It makes sense.
Yeah. I heard that roulette dealers can select your number. Because they get so much practice and they see all the patterns and stuff, they can get within 5 of the thing that you picked or not picked. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like when they actually throw the ball.
I've never actually seen one where they physically throw the ball.
We've walked past him, but we haven't like.
I'm saying I've never like locked in and watched fully watched up. Right.
I would never do that, and I would never do craps at a table.
You'd never watch it. Oh, you would never.
I don't want to go to the table and watch him do it. You know.
Okay.
And craps is too complex for someone just keeping track of all that shit.
Everybody that I know, which means I've only seen 2 grown men do this, so that actually was a terrible beginning to that statement. 2 men that I've seen do this that thought they fully understood craps at the casino. Went up a lot of money and then lost hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
That's
Does
part.
Anybody understand how to play craps?
No, that's it. That's what we understand is that it's going to be the best night of your life.
and the worst
and night of your life
the
simultaneously.
Worst night. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I don't understand it. Tried to understand it. Don't. Do you know my favorite, table experience in Las Vegas was at the casino? When the lady, her name was Kelly, remember her? She had war.
Oh, yeah, we played war.
That was sick.
That was awesome. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Where it was just high card, low card
I think
kind
it was
of
like the Cosmopolitan.
The minimum bet, it was at
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
It was at the Aria.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
The minimum bet was $20, which I thought was awesome. It's like we can play the dumbest game in this building, but you got to put up half your shit. You know what I mean?
But it worked out. It was cool.
Yeah, I won.
And that lady was so nice. Like, all the other dealers are like, ah!
Oh, my God. You remember when my dad yelled at the Texas Hold'em guy? So, we walk up to this table, this Texas Hold'em table.
Oh, I'm, tense thinking
about
it.
And my dad's like, hey, I've never played Ultimate Texas Hold'em at, the table. Can you explain to me how it works?
Sure.
And the dealer was like,
like perturbed that he existed and, so and had to do his job.
He's like, yeah, I'll tell you, but I got to get all the cards out first. And Dad was like, oh, I don't even know if I want to play yet. Like, if you can just like give me like a basic rundown. He's like, hold on, sir. And he has to like count all the cards in front of you to verify that all the cards are there. And my dad was like,
so it's like a protocol when you start to like explain, if somebody says.
I bet he could have explained it. I think he was just being a jerk about it. And he counted each card like three different times. And my dad was like, buddy, please tell me how this works. Just like roughly, like, are we betting against each other or what, you know? And sir, please stop. Sir, I have to count. And so we're like, yeah, it was a nightmare.
And that's the crazy thing is.
What the fuck?
Would have thrown hundreds of dollars.
Exactly.
And the guy was, I don't know, irritated that no one was sitting at his table.
I don't know what he was mad at. If all he had to do was be like, yeah, you get two cards. And if it's like, if you get a flush, you get this amount. If you get a trade, you get this amount. You don't like. And that would have been like, cool. And that would have been it. Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just so funny.
It is so funny.
We had a. We played blackjack with this dealer named Robert.
Oh my god, and I loved Robert.
Yeah, Robert was great.
And on Fremont.
Yeah, and this dude came and he had a purple chip, which I think was like 100. So we all had like the $5 chips.
We were the lowly
and just playing like the $10
cheapos,
table.
And, yeah.
And this one dude came with it. He like flexing his purple chip and the stuff. And this isn't a funny story, but the guy played a hand and lost.
Yeah, it was like a middle-aged older guy. Yeah. And he lost a hand and he said, oh no, Robert, you made me buzzed.
And we made fun of him for the rest of the time.
Yeah.
And that's the whole story.
It was a cute little, yeah, you know,
all weekend we were
soundbite.
Robert made me bust. And the implication there being like bust is slang for like ejaculate.
Oh,
and
is
so
it?
Yeah.
I'm pretending like I don't know. Okay. Just to move on.
That was the joke, just in case for you listeners at home. Wow. I found out we had dinner with my family and I found out that they are the primary listeners to this podcast. So
hi, family.
I had to explain the joke to them.
They were there.
No, the other ones.
The other family?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. How much family do you have?
A lot.
How many family? You do have a lot of family. Holy cannoli. Yeah.
So.
Are you comfy? You look so comfy.
You can bet your buckets I'm comfy.
Bet my buckets that you're comfy?
Uh-huh.
I love this. If you are looking for, I don't know, like a piece of furniture that functions as a chair and then it easily functions as a bed because there's a bed inside, you know, like when you have guests, things like that, probably need a corduroy bean bag. And you can get one just like we have here. It's a queen size. It's so comfy. So soft to the touch. You can get one for 30% off using corduroys.com/tailwhip.
Or code tailwhip at checkout.
Or use promo code tailwhip at checkout when you purchase your beanbag from corduroys.com.
What are you getting your mom for Christmas?
Probably a corduroy's beanbag.
Wow, that's crazy.
Is that what you're getting your mom for Christmas?
I'm getting both my parents individually. I'm getting them each one.
Holy shit.
And I'm going to use code tailwhip at checkout to get 30% off.
Or...
tip corduroys.com/tailwhip or or promo code tailwhip at checkout
or yeah, I don't have anything else, but it's so comfy, we love it. Thanks so much.
All right, we'll get back into it. Robert made me bust. Speaking of Asians, because Robert was an Asian dealer, that's the joke there.
Oh, was he?
Yeah,
I didn't notice.
You heard about the traffic thing in China?
A couple different traffic things in China. Which
not
one?
Trafficking.
Okay.
Like actual automobiles.
Okay.
Have you heard about it?
Tell me about it.
Is that a no or is that a yes?
I just feel like that's a...
There is a traffic thing.
Okay.
This last weekend...
when people couldn't get home because... Oh, yeah.
It's the part where 50 lanes turn into like 5.
Mm-hmm.
And so people were there for a day. Full day. But then I was looking into it. Oh, Cameron is flabbergasted right there.
Oh, you even heard about this? Brother.
Look up the China traffic jam of 2010. Allie, guess how long they were sitting there.
In the China traffic jam of 2010?
Yep.
16 hours.
Higher.
18?
Higher.
Is it like over a day?
Yeah.
A day and a half?
Higher.
2 days?
Higher.
3 days?
Higher.
Leave your car.
Higher. How long? Guess.
5.
Higher.
7.
Higher.
How?
Cameron, did you read it?
I like the title.
Can you pull this over?
Yeah. I was going to let you guess before.
I want you to guess.
9 days.
Higher.
How?
They were stuck in the cars for how long?
How?
Go.
11.
Very close. Higher.
11 and a half.
It's even closer. Higher.
12.
12 days. We got there, guys. These motherfuckers.
The Great Wall of Traffic.
Oh, man, it was 11.
No, I think it was like 11 something.
Oh, okay.
What the?
As
many as 10,000 vehicles, mostly trucks, are crammed fender to fender for 74.5 miles along the north-south Beijing-Tibet expressway. What would you do? Leave.
Low-key sounds kind of fun.
Are you like walking and going like grabbing McDonald's and then coming back?
So what was happening was they had merchants lining up on the side of the road selling you shit at like 15 times higher than what the price was. So like I read that like a bottle of water, a bottle of water that was like normally like 1 yen was 15 yen. They were selling like ramen packages for like similar stuff. Isn't that awesome? People would get
How
on
is
bikes.
That awesome? People would this get is on, an atrocity.
Oh, it is. Yeah, it's awful. But people would get on bicycles and like run shops up and down the lanes. Imagine just like sitting on your tailgate, you know, just hanging out with your Chinese
for 11 days.
For 11 days.
Where do you poop? What do you eat other than
overpriced ramen?
What if I didn't bring my
money. You guys don't see the bright side in anything. That's what I'm noticing. That's what I'm noticing about this podcast. That's a story that you could tell your grandkids forever. They'll be like, "Papa, tell me about the story."
No,
where you were stuck on the highway for 12 days,
and you'd be like, "I don't want to talk about that. That's a bad time."
Yeah,
right.
No, it'd be great. They should use Waze.
I feel just like drive. I'm surprised you wanting to do this, but you also have said that you just want to try living in prison for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go into the military so you can be on a boat.
Yep.
At sea.
I just like adventures. You know what I mean?
His favorite part of cruises is not port day. It's when you
sea day.
See, you're
full
at sea
day. I just want to be trapped. Here's what I want is I want bottle episode. I want my whole life to be a bottle episode.
What's a bottle episode?
It's in a sitcom when the whole episode takes place in one location. Never heard of that?
Nope. Have you? Like, I'm new here.
Like,
I'm new.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
In Seinfeld, where they get lost in the parking garage and they're just walking around the parking
garage. Oh my God, I've had a dream about that. Is it because I've seen that episode?
Maybe.
Damn.
Maybe.
Okay.
Dude, speaking of dreams, I thought I had schizophrenia a few nights ago. Because as I was falling asleep, I heard Cameron say, "Scotty!"
I've definitely experienced hearing my name as I'm like drifting to sleep and as I'm waking up.
Yeah. So that was kind of freaky.
We did reassure him. We looked it up. It's a pretty common phenomenon. I'm trying to remember what it's called. Can I try to guess?
Try to guess, yeah.
I think it's called like hypnagogic.
That sounds familiar.
Hallucination, maybe. Yeah. And a hypnopop. Pink. No, hip, what is it?
I don't remember.
The one when you're waking up, I can't remember. It's like hypnopomp something. Hmm. But yeah, it's like when your brain is switching the types of waves.
Yeah.
What is it?
Hypnagogic.
Sick.
That's awesome.
So that's got to be reassuring, right?
Yeah, no schizophrenia, as far as I know. But man, it was realistic. You know when someone says like a dream was lifelike and you're like, how lifelike was it?
I think about Cameron's sleep paralysis grandma dream. It wasn't even my dream, but him telling us about his dream. I think about it once a week.
Give us the Cliff's Notes because I don't remember fully.
My Cliff's Notes about Cameron's dream?
Yeah.
Okay, here they are. Ready? So basically you had sleep paralysis, right? But you were in that like state where you are dreaming, but you're in the place that you're sleeping. And so he was at y'all's apartment When he had first moved in with you. Am I right so far?
Yeah.
It was when we were moving out.
Oh, it's when you were leaving.
I was home alone.
Okay. So it's when you guys were moving out of the apartment. And Cameron, like, I guess, tried to sit up or do something that he couldn't physically do because of sleep paralysis in bed. And he, like, saw in the distance, like, freaky sleep paralysis grandma. And then she kind of just, like, came at you, right?
No, I went at her.
You went at sleep paralysis grandma? I don't remember that part. Wait,
Cameron's,
what did you...
Cameron's a swing on sight kind of guy.
I mean, it's a demon grandma. I'm probably going to die, but I'm fighting. Like, I'm not just gonna...
How did you muster? Because, like, when I get sleep paralysis, I'm like...
So I thought there, like, was a part of the story where something was a disturbance and you got up and looked around the house.
So, yeah, I got sleep paralysis and... Usually I get, it's on my left side when I sleep, and I got stuck, and I thought I rolled off the bed, and then I thought I was awake. So I got off the bed, and I was like, oh, okay. And then I had to use the bathroom, and the entire apartment was empty. And I was like...
Oh, like no furniture and like decorated, yeah.
I was like, did we already move out? And it's like, I was like, I thought we still had stuff left. And then even like the TV on the living room was gone, and I was like, we did not take that. So I go to the TV thing. And I turn around, and then I see the demon grandma.
Kitchen.
I was surprised myself. It was an instant. I was like, and I just ran at her. And then she weaved me and then threw me back in the bed.
Oh, no, she bobbed and weaved and then...
And then breathed on me in my ear.
That sucks. That sucks so bad, thinking you're awake.
Now that you've, like, reminded me of the details, I'm going to think about this even more. And I don't want that.
But, like, fully walking around.
Yeah.
I was like...
Fully awake, walking around the house, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
that's insane.
That is crazy. I had sleep paralysis once, and it was the first night that you and I slept in the same bed together.
Oh, no.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah, where you said you, like, believed that I was standing over you.
Yeah.
Like,
so I was asleep, and I was paralyzed, and that's scary, right? And so I'm like this, and then I heard you get up and, like, stand over me. And I'm like, okay, Allie's a nurse. She's going to take care of me. And I try to, like, make noise to, like... help me, you know. And then I stopped seeing what I was looking at on the bed, and my vision turned into a security camera feed from the corner of the room,
like grainy,
right? But it was looking at your back standing over me sleeping.
Unconfirmed. It can't be me then.
It was you. I recognize the back of your head anywhere. All right,
that's true.
And you took out a knife and started stabbing me.
What do you think that's about?
I don't know.
What do you think it's telling you?
I should be nervous about you.
You should be nervous about me?
Yeah.
Fair.
You ever had sleep paralysis?
I just told you that. Yeah. Oh, you mean like an example of it?
Yeah. Have you ever had sleep paralysis?
I feel like I get the recurring one where I don't necessarily like see a being or like a specific entity. I don't know how to... It's like a feeling. And I'll be... It always happens when I'm on my back. And then I'll be like... trying to be like no, but it'll be like crazy, like I cannot get noise out, I can't do anything, and I'm just like trapped.
So it's just the paralysis part, no demon.
It's demonic in the sense that like you get this like impending sense of doom that yeah. like makes your stomach drop and makes you freak out, but like I don't have like a specific person or entity to like be like it was demon grandma or right. yeah. you know Nurse Allie was, you know.
Yeah.
It's more of like a...
Do you think back in the old days when they got sleep paralysis, they just killed a witch? You think that's what started the witch hunts?
Ooh, do you want to get into it? What I really
I know what
think,
you think it is.
What do I think it is?
You think it's like moldy wheat.
I think there's a lot of evidence for this. I think we should look into it.
Tripping on the moldy wheat.
What do you think it is?
I think it's sleep paralysis and that someone was like, nah, my wife fully stabbed me last night and then made me live through it. We got to kill her.
Oh my goodness.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Loki, if we were back in the day... I'd be consulting some lawyers about what you did to me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry that sleep paralysis, me, that I didn't have control of, did that to you.
You know,
in your brain.
You should be sorry. It actually made me like gain respect for you, I think.
Because you were like, she don't fuck around.
If you don't fuck around, that's a bad bitch. She'll stab me. You know what I mean?
I'm happy
it
happened then.
I liked it.
That's great. What are you looking up?
Witch stuff.
Are you looking at the moldy bread? Cameron sees no evidence for moldy bread. And Cameron is expert researcher.
I hope that's not Mandela effect, because I was like taught that in school, that that could have been
I'm sure it's possible.
Source of it.
I'm sure it's. I think there's so many things. You know what I mean? People were so stupid back then. There was misogyny involved? Who'd have thunk?
Fear of the devil.
Get it?
No.
Because of duh, you know?
Because of duh.
Dude, you know what I heard? Have you heard this fact before? Yeah, I'm about to drop a fact on you.
I love a good fact.
Hey, roll a... Give me a sound... Give me a jingle for a Scott fact segment.
It's Scott fact time. Scott facts.
Here you go.
With Scott.
Here you go. Cleopatra.
Yeah.
Lived closer to the release of the first iPhone than she did from the building of the pyramids.
I have one question for you. Immediate follow-up. I can't not be distracted by it. Are you ready?
Yep.
Which Cleopatra?
The famous one.
Okay.
How many are there?
Like 20-something? I don't know. Look it up.
The famous one that was with Mark Antony.
Was that... Maybe she was 24. I don't actually remember.
Nah, she was probably 14 or something. No, King Tut was 14.
Seven.
There were seven Cleopatras. Okay.
Oh, wow.
Most famous.
Was the seventh.
Yeah.
Dang, she was messing around with Julius Caesar and Mark Antony.
Damn.
Okay, so let's check him then. He said Cleopatra 7 was...
It was like 53 BC is when she was ruling. And the... And the pyramids were built.
Number seven, Cleopatra, number seven. That was great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She was the queen from 51 to 30 BC, and the pyramids were built in 2050 BC.
So she was born closer to the release of the iPhone.
Oh, no. Yeah. The pyramids were constructed 2589 BC and 24. So that's like 2,400 years. And she was close to the release of iPhone because that was only... 2020 years since she was.
How did they do that? Go ahead and click
that. Dude, it's amazing. Like,
how they do that?
Aliens. People just be doing aliens? Shit.
Aliens? Do you believe in aliens? Do you think they did that?
I don't think the aliens did this.
How do you think they did it?
People say, like, they couldn't have got that level of precision. Hey, fuck you. How pissed would you be if you were, like, an artisan scholar and you're like, we have to craft these bricks? Yeah, that's all they had to look at.
But how did they do that?
They stacked them, buddy.
But how?
Pulleys.
But I don't... I
and
think
slaves.
It was...
Slaves built the pyramids. Yeah. Hard.
But still, it's...
Was the wheel and the pulley around?
That's a complete myth. That's a triangle, bud. Hey, hate to break it to you. Triangle. Triangular prism. They can definitely do this now. That's a myth.
No, but the whole point is they didn't have like the resources and the innovations to be able to make this happen. So it's difficult to explain.
Here's
so,
the
like,
innovations that you're talking
please
about.
Please look up one.
Here's the innovations that you're talking about.
Simple machines.
Rocks getting cut and lining up with the stars. I guarantee you they figured it out. There's ramps and water and shit.
Holy
low-key
shit.
Goated. Low-key goaded. Like,
wait, there was water?
If aliens came down. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know. It would make it slipperier. If aliens came down...
They're not at the bottom pushing that thing while they're pulling. Wait, are they hanging?
What's hanging?
No, they're like, these guys are on steps and like pulling it up the water. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it floats.
No way. That sounds awful.
Hey, big ups on the slaves. Sorry about that. You know what I mean? Like...
Delete whatever the fuck he just said right there.
No, it's impressive.
Big ups on the slaves right
there?
No,
it's not cool that they had slaves. I'm saying, like, it's impressive that the slaves could do that. Like,
all we do now is... It's not much of a choice.
I'm not saying they had a choice. I'm saying, like...
Do you think they came up with this?
No. What do you think I'm saying right now?
I don't know, but I didn't like how it started.
I'm saying, like, laborers now kind of just, like, turn wrenches and staple shingles to the roofs and stuff. You know what I mean?
I guess.
And at the end of the day, they're like, yeah, roof. These guys were like, we're talking about
we
on
just
our
saw ethic. Somebody building a roof and they had conveyor belts and shit.
I'm not saying it's easy. I'm not. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like accomplishment size. Like no one's going to on a podcast 2000 years from now, they're not going to be like, damn, roofs are crazy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So like we're because like we're the voice of
but,
reason for
but
the
it's
humanity.
Not crazy because we have the tools and the resources and the electric conveyor belts and stuff to do it. It just seems difficult for them to have done it.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
I guess so.
Good job, guys. Proud of you.
I'm
if aliens came down to give us something, it would not be that. You know what I mean?
What do you think it would be if aliens... O.J. Simpson?
I don't know. It had to be like O.J. Simpson.
I just was throwing out that, you know, I don't...
What would O.J. Simpson do in Egypt? Run really fast?
What would he do in Egypt? No. I'm saying like a gift from aliens. Like there's certain weird things. I'm like, okay, COVID-19, that might have been aliens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
People that don't make sense, O.J. Simpson, that might have been a gift from aliens.
Kind of makes sense, doesn't he?
That he does?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Did you just say pyramids could be energy generators for the aliens?
Yeah, some people theorize that there's like stuff underneath that's like geothermal. Yeah. Hey, it's a triangle, bud. I'm not a believer.
I'm a believer. Something funky.
You know what?
You don't think they gave them an idea about how to make it and then they made it?
I think that that is the simplest big structure they could have made. They could not have made like an obelisk that's like vertical, like not, you know what I mean? Like that'd be too unstable. Like, duh, they made the most stable thing they could make. It's stairs on four sides. You know what I mean? And people say,
why are you not impressed by the magnitude of the project?
I'm super impressed. I think it's extremely like, it's such a surface level take to be like, oh, humans couldn't even do that today. Have you seen the Bass Pro Shop in, where is that Bass Pro Shop at? The pyramid? Look up Pyramid Bass Pro Shop. Where's it at? It's in like...
There's a Bass Pro Shop.
It's in like Tennessee or something, maybe Memphis.
Oh, you're talking about one that they stylized after?
Yeah, it's just a pyramid, yeah.
I'm so dumb. I thought you meant they're at the pyramids because they have like KFC across the street from
it. Yeah, it's Memphis. Fucking explain this, ancient aliens guy.
This is insane.
Isn't that awesome?
I hate it.
I love it.
You love it?
Yeah.
Why do you love it?
Because we don't do cool shit anymore, you know? Back in the day, they're like, oh, I want my grandchildren's grandchildren to be buried in this monument.
I want to be buried.
So we better start it now. They're really Susan B. Anthony, like, planting the seeds for their children kind of thing.
Yeah.
With the pyramids.
Yeah, sure.
And all we do now is, like, rent a tombstone. You know what I mean?
We don't rent tombstones.
Don't you rent the plot?
That's like a European thing. We have more land here than other places.
Do you buy the plot or do you rent it?
Depends on where you are. And a lot of Europe... like European countries, you basically like will get a lease on a piece of land.
You know,
and you have to like exhume right. Your loved one and then move them if you
right.
Are like, oh, I got a better deal down the
I
street.
I want to see that reality show, like Airplane Repo, but it's
pop, Grandpa.
Pop, pop, pop.
That's fucked.
Pop, pop, repo.
Oh no! What do you think they do with the people that they can't afford? Like the
no idea.
Please look that up.
Yeah, what happens if you can't pay your cemetery lease.
Look up Germany burial plot lease.
That's awful.
We need to get
pop pop
better ideas as humans.
Yeah, I mean, it's just it's not
hot
sustainable.
Take.
Hot take. Not enough room for everybody.
Okay, lease terms. They common period is 20 to 30 years. The specific duration often depends on factors like soil conditions, which affect decomposition rates. So what happens if you, okay, when the lease expires, the family of the deceased can usually choose to extend for an additional fee. If they don't, the gravesite is cleared and can be refused. What does cleared mean?
Look, handling of remains. If the lease is not renewed, any remaining bones are disintegrated material are typically collected and buried deeper within the plot. Oh, okay. So Loki, you just graduated.
What's this word? Ossuary? What the? Hey Jarvis, go ahead and define that word for me. An ossuary is a chest, box, building, or well that serves as a final resting place for human skeletal remains.
So it's like
the practice of using ossuary often in places where burial space is scarce is sometimes called grave recycling. Ew! Ew, I hate it!
We're fascinating, you know?
We are?
Guys are just dudes.
We just be dudes doing guy stuff.
Yeah.
And girls too.
What do you think the best, like if you were in charge of the whole planet's like deceased?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Tradition. How would you handle...
Like how we would handle...
How would you handle the remains?
I think that we should create communal spaces where we do burials in like biodegradable shrouds. And I think that volunteers in the community should have to handle them.
Like
and
tend to the garden kind of thing?
Yeah, kind of. We have that in Alachua County.
That's cool.
Yeah. Why are you laughing at me?
Here's what I want.
I'm scared to ask.
Put them in orbit.
So it's just space debris? Terrible idea.
Low-key sick, though.
No.
Think about it.
No.
All right.
Or real haunted house.
Did you say real haunted house?
You just, all the props are real.
You
just
leave
taxidermied
them in. Yes, that's
guys.
Awesome. And then make it like a... like a boo at the zoo. It's like a state sponsored.
Wait. So like, okay, you're setting up your haunted house and like imagine your family can be in it. Like what room would you want to be in? And okay, you have to decide for Scott which room he's going to be in.
You get zombie room.
You get zombie room.
You're half buried.
He's half buried. What?
Oh, and I'm like protruding. That's awful.
What's his like final position?
Oh, this one?
Okay.
Cool.
Both hands forward, like trying to scratch. That's, I hate his idea.
Yeah, this is getting upsetting pretty fast.
Oh, you're upset about that, but not launching people into orbit?
Witnessing the beauty of the planet that they've spent their whole life on for the rest of eternity?
By turning them into space garbage?
And being sterilized in a sanitary environment?
Explore the universe.
Yeah, they can explore the universe.
I don't think it's sanitary. I mean, sterilized out there.
Space?
Yeah. No way.
You're wrong about that.
So there's no way.
There's nothing in there. It's nothing.
What do you mean?
Doesn't sterile mean like no organisms or...
Yeah.
If there was organisms in space, that would be aliens.
But we've been there, right? And like remnants of our...
Oh, okay.
He's wrong. Right. Space is not sterile. While it is a harsh and empty environment... I'm sorry for being so cruel about that. I just was really excited to be right. I'm going to start reading again now. Do you accept my apology? You're reading ahead and not accepting my apology.
I am accepting your apology. You're right.
Okay. But I feel like he wants to fight it, even though...
No. It says bacteria and fungi have started to grow on the surface of the ISS because they can survive in vacuums.
Ooh,
so that's pretty cool.
Wow. Extremophiles are organisms that can thrive in conditions that are deadly to most. That's insane.
Hey, I don't ever want the word extremophile to be spoken in this podcast again.
Why?
Right? That's
it
like,
means they love the extreme.
Yeah, that's like a it's like a kink where you only do skydiving stuff.
I saw a True Life. Did you guys ever watch True Life documentaries on MTV? There was one that was like True Life, I only like danger sex or something like that. And I didn't like it.
Yeah.
I did watch the whole thing a couple times, but I didn't like it.
A couple times.
Yeah.
For research or what?
Personal reasons.
All right. Kind of sounds like you liked it.
I loved True Life. You have no
what's
idea.
What is a danger sex?
Like there was one guy that they were working on a skyscraper and he was like, hey, consenting lady, do you want to hang on that skyscraper and do the do? And she was like, yeah. And then they did it. And I was like, that is way too, they need harnesses or something.
You know that classic image of like New York being built where the guys are eating the sandwich on the little
steel
beam? Oh, yeah,
yeah. Like that?
Like that?
Just kredorinking out there?
Yeah.
No.
They're all covered in like muck and crud and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Okay. All right.
We have to watch True Life. We do.
We do. You want to get to our screenplays?
I'd love to get to our screenplays. What did you write this week?
I got
nervous.
A special one for you. Oh, this is Rufus.
A boy and his talking dog?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Okay.
It's a movie about a dog that talks.
Okay. I hate it, kind of.
Why?
It does look like child version Scott Bobanis. Did you put your picture into this?
No, that's actually scary that I just came up with that. Okay, so you've seen this segment happen enough times, right?
I've been in it. Yeah. Right.
What do you think Rufus is going to, what kind of hijinks is he going to get up to?
Oh, you want me to guess what's going to happen in this one before we actually, yeah. All right. I think Rufus is like an older, wiser dog. And like in dog years, he's actually this little guy right here that he's his older brother of sorts, right. His older dog brother. And maybe, what's his name? You mean to come up with
Jimmy,
one?
Jimmy, I think.
Jimmy. So Jimmy is coming to him and he's like, oh, you know, I'm really embarrassed and I keep getting bullied at school and I'd really like some advice. And then Rufus is like, have you tried playing fetch or something? You know what I mean? Like trying to give like dog advice to a human. What do you think?
So it sounds like what you're describing is like what this movie should be.
Okay.
What do you think I wrote?
I am scared.
Let's just read it. Let's read for it. You want to be Rufus or you want to be Jimmy?
Who do you want me to be?
I want you to pick.
You want me to pick?
Yeah.
I'll be Rufus.
All right. You got a lot of talking to do.
No. Do I have a Rufus voice?
Probably not.
So Rufus is just like...
Yeah, Rufus just talks like dog with a blog.
Okay.
You ready?
Sure. This is long.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus hell.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go.
All right, you're going to stay in character? You're going to promise?
I really have been trying this
whole
time.
Are you going to promise?
I promise that I'm going to try. Okay. I promise.
Wow, I can't believe my dog can talk. This is crazy.
No, Jimmy, this is so great. We can share ideas and be best friends forever.
We should share ideas. That's a good idea. Have you ever tried bacon-wrapped hot dogs? You would love them.
I haven't, but... Do you ever think about how quiet the world got after 2001? Like something changed in the air? Like everybody started breathing different? They said it was just grief, shock, whatever. But that's when the cameras went up. Every intersection, every airport, every inch of the sky, it wasn't grief. It was surveillance wrapped in a flag.
I guess. I was born in 2012, so I don't really know.
They build trauma like architecture. Something horrific happens and then click. The walls just move a little closer. What the fuck?
Stay in character. Take that line again. I'm not doing this. Take that line again.
They build trauma like architecture. Something horrific happens and then click. The walls move a little closer. They say it's for safety, but safety is just another word for control. We traded our fear for a leash. And now we call that normal?
Yeah. Leashes are bad.
Is he okay?
Stay in character.
Okay. Okay, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. Leashes are bad.
People think the danger's out there. Bombs, war, madmen. No, man. The danger's the way we look away now. The way we scroll past things that should make us sick. You ever notice how the news doesn't even sound sad anymore? It's just noise. Static. That's by design.
Okay, I think I gotta, like, go do my homework or something. Maybe we can, like, talk later?
You should start to wonder if that's the plan. To make horror feel ordinary. To make us so used to the fire that we stop looking for smoke.
Okay, buddy. Talk to you later.
Woof.
So, Rufus is...
Needs help, and you need help. You need help.
You need help, because you won't just stay in character.
I've tried! You made me...
Just keep reading.
Talk to a little boy born in 2012 about how we live in a surveillance state, and everything was...
Yeah, Rufus has some past issues that he's dealing with.
Cameron looks as concerned as I do, and I'm...
Was that a not fun one?
It was moving. Did I think Rufus, a boy and his talking dog, was going to be about that? No. But I'm proud of you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. What inspired that?
A dog with a blog.
There's one line in it. No, actually, let's fucking revisit this. We're going to. This isn't dog with a blog, okay?
It's pretty similar.
You said, you wrote, the way we scroll past things, that should make us sick. You ever notice how the news doesn't sound sad anymore? It's just noise, static. That's by design.
What's the question? What's the question?
Are you okay?
I'm fine. That's Rufus. What? What are you talking about here?
I mean, like, actually, you got bars, but...
Some of that, I had a narrow outline for what the conspiratory would sound like. I did ChatGPT some of that.
Son of a bitch. I was like, he's actually an incredible writer also.
No. I said, hey, I want him to be like...
You're canceled.
Like, pretty shooken up post 9/11 and like...
So you just fed a prompt and I just read a fucking ChatGPT?
It was a tool for
We're
my...
We're never doing this viral segment again.
It was
again.
My tool for my creative outlet.
I'm reporting you.
That's not the point.
It's 100% the point. It's about writing.
It's not. It's about acting, which you won't do.
I'm trying. For you.
Hey, she can't act if you don't write.
Dumb.
Something was written. I'm trying my best
did
to make
just
this...
quote Remember the
yes,
Titans?
I'm trying my best to make this an engaging segment.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't write like that, so I use tools that can help me write like that.
Hate it.
The joke is supposed to be you acting it.
Hey, Cameron, on three, give him my aunt.
The joke is supposed to be
One,
her acting
two,
it, not me writing
three.
It. It's both. Am I a bad guy?
You're not a bad guy. It's just we got you. And
that's the first time I've ever done that. Yeah, I needed that one this time.
That's fine.
It's aww. Aww.
Your heart and your brain.
Okay.
Are you
I'm
upset?
Sorry, guys.
And then she's supposed to act.
I'm sorry. I just wanted you to act something really funny.
It's a
I'm sorry.
I know, but it's hard to read those words knowing that they came out of your head. And I'm like, do we pause this and get a
You mic? Act every time I do one of these. You act like I'm a sicko or something.
Yeah, you made me read a fucking script that talked about lizards and foreskin. And this one was about a dog who is traumatized post 9/11.
You know,
and
can we get serious? Can we get really serious?
Of course we can.
You are the most unique artist I've ever met in my life.
What the fuck?
Nobody does comedy the way you do comedy.
I'm so scared about what he's about to say.
That's it. It's like, if I want to write something funny about a lizard and a foreskin, that's not a reflection of who I am as a person.
No. I think you have this expectation of me being able to act, and which, first of all, not, I don't do that.
You auditioned for the Oscar Mayer Wiener commercial.
And I got rejected twice.
And you're in a... small mini series.
That's true. I don't know how that happened, but
that's the fun part of this segment. Is
I just feel like there's times where I like reading and writing more than I know anything about anything else, and so then I'm like, damn, he wrote that. He good.
I don't think that you would ever write something like that's up like absurdist humor. You know what I mean?
I don't think that's true.
And that's what confuses
challenge
me.
Challenge accepted. Hey,
I want you to
challenge
write
accepted. And guess who's week? Not going to use ChatGPT next week? Me.
Hey, I leaned on a crutch and I'm sorry, guys. I want to apologize.
You didn't lean on a crutch.
I did.
You
I had
cut
idea.
Off your own arm and then.
I it's confusing to me when I do an absurdist humor thing and you go, oh, this is not fun. You know what I mean?
It was fun, but I want you to know that if those words had come from your soul, I would be booking like a BetterHelp consultation for you.
That's crazy.
Cameron?
That's crazy.
I agree with Scott on that.
I get to
because you think counseling's gay.
No, I get to write stuff that's like crazy. That's the creative thing that I'm doing. You know what I mean?
Sorry for accusing you of thinking that counseling is that, and I also meant that.
What do you think?
What?
Do you think that you can accept my ways of being a normal guy that writes crazy stuff?
I can if you write it.
I will next time. I'm sorry.
Oh my God.
But actually, no, next time you're writing it.
You want me to write it?
Yeah.
Next
time, I think Cameron has an idea. So maybe we'll do both of yours on the same episode or something like that.
We'll try.
Got it.
Is it okay? Hey, I'm sorry.
Are we okay? You're good.
I love you.
I love you too. Brother.
Is everything okay in our relationship?
What the fuck?
I just like, I've noticed that you're like becoming distant. And every time I try and call for help, you shut me out like you always do. I'm kidding.
Okay, I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
You know, I'm joking.
I hope so. Damn. No, I am. The eye contact kind of took me
forward. I like that bit. I think I might do that some more on a later date. That's a pretty good bit.
I hate that bit.
Do you?
Absolutely. Why would I like that bit?
Because we're joking. That's the thing. That's the thing I'm trying to say is we can do jokes that are crazy.
You're just such a good actor that sold that, you know?
Every time she reaches for a drink, you should play.
Hate it.
Everything's healthy and fun in our house. Oh, healthy and fun in our house, except our dishwasher blowing up. What the H? Talk about that.
I don't want to talk about that. I'm so upset about that. And we have a dehumidifier going right now that has so far collected 50-something pints of water.
We scrambled last night at 8 p.m. to go buy this dehumidifier, and we picked out the one that had the most amount of pints per day. It was underreporting the amount of pints per day that it can gather. We have so much water coming out of this thing.
Well, I've emptied it 4 fucking times.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I don't want to have to pay for water damage to anything, because I feel like those guys come in and it's just like taking your car to the fucking mechanic and they're like, they say stuff they know I don't know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Okay, I don't know what a skill saw or a jigsaw is.
We'll be fine. If there's mold in there, we'll just adapt.
And then they're like, oh, they don't make this one anymore, this wood. And then you got to be like, oh, what kind of wood do they make? Well, which it's going to cost you. Which our whole house is made out of that. I know. Yeah. It just makes me so mad.
Yeah.
And like they just like, they say stuff and you know they can't pass a drug test and it feels. What?
That's a sweeping generalization.
I say that coming from a family
of contractors.
Maybe that was a sweeping generalization. I just know the guy who helped us with our bathroom smelled like that. Yeah. You know?
Would you ever be a contractor?
No. Because I don't know how to lie
to people.
Are
you having fun?
I don't know how to lie to people.
Yeah.
Like that.
Well, did you ever have to lie to anyone when you were nursing?
Sure.
Was it different?
Yeah. Higher stakes.
Okay.
You know what I mean? People be like, am I going to die? And you.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
I'd be like, no.
And you're like.
But internally you're like, you're gonna die! You know what I mean?
Isn't that like illegal or something?
What? To like, and like trying to get people to relax and because that's actually going to help their vital signs like perform a little.
Yeah. Huh? Like a placebo?
No, there's something very medicinal about the therapeutic touch and that therapeutic patient.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, that's fair. I would be so happy if you were my nurse.
Really?
Yeah.
I think I can be a little bit too real with people who are like teenager and up. Yeah.
Well, I think that's a good thing.
I hate the like peds nurses who will go in and be like, hey, and I'm like, that dude is 17.
Right.
Talk to him like a 17-year-old.
And you handle like stressful scenarios like that pretty well, don't you? Like emergency.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's like an algorithm. You just follow like a pathway. So it's just like
What's fascinating. What's fascinating about you?
Okay. Oh,
is God. Is that in hospital situations? And I've heard like stories, and I trust you. You know what I mean? You'll whip lickety split save someone's life, and like, you know, have the most stressful thing happen to you, and you'll handle it with ease. And then our dishwasher will blow up and you'll act like...
Yeah, because...
You'll act like the missiles are coming directly for our house.
But do you know why?
Why?
Because like when you train to do like CPR or anything like that on a human being, like the American Heart Association has created a pathway that you just go, if X happens, do Y. If this... Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Like there's no handbook on life that's like when your dishwasher blows up, you're going to start CPR for 2 minutes and then you're going to... You know what I mean? Like I wish more things in life were... regimented like a you know,
have a plan,
have a laid out pathway. I love a plan. I don't know if you know that about
me. I know.
Big plan guy.
I'm learning so much about you today.
Are you?
I feel like you and I are connecting a lot today. I feel like our relationship is growing and like we're like a big live oak that's coming, you know, coming to life. It's just like there's branches and branches and leaves and branches. It's like before today we were just like maybe like a sapling and like the youth of our relationship.
Sure.
And like maybe we like Maybe we, like, we knew what we were doing. I wanted to keep going, but the camera made me laugh. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
You're okay. Do you think you would ever work in situations where you have to respond emergently?
Would I ever?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which ones?
Anyone. I think I'm pretty good with stress. Like that.
You don't do well with stinky stuff, though.
What? What do you mean?
Like if, like, one of the dogs gets sick, you're like, you turn white. You're like, I can't do that.
Dude.
No.
Otis threw up and it smelled awful. It was awful.
Okay, I've he got never, into something.
I have never. Okay. I put out a fire. I put out a plane fire one time.
Oh, yeah.
I worked at the airport, as you guys know.
It seems staged, though, because he had a video of it. And he was like, look at me saving this plane.
I wasn't
plane.
Taking the video. Yeah.
I know, but this guy who was like, he was like, breathe, and he's like videotaping you. And it's like, you just got some nerd. Yeah, and you're like, hey, man, I'm going to like pretend to go do this. Yeah. Can you tape me? And then you ran outside.
But
I
did this joke with my employees, or my coworkers, I mean, after the fact, where I was like, I ran so fast and I like hurried up and I like put the plane out super quick.
Yeah.
Not because I cared about the plane, but because I wanted to be the one to do it.
You wanted all the glory.
All the glory. I was like, I like pushed them out of the way with their fire extinguishers. You know, I'm like, I want to put out this fire.
Did you actually?
Yeah. Well, no, I'm exaggerating a little bit there. They, and in fact, I was a little disappointed because we were all supposed to be trained on where the nearest fire extinguishers are.
Sure.
And, one of the guys grabbed like a 100-pound, like huge fire extinguisher that's on like a dolly. Even though there was a fire extinguisher that's like normal size,
handheld.
Like right next to the fire. So like they stopped.
He was thinking big.
He was thinking big, yeah. Which I mean, he knew where one was, you know. But it's just interesting how different people make different decisions, you know.
Yeah. Man, I wish you wouldn't have come in contact with that firefighting film.
Yeah, with the purple K.
Yeah. How do you feel about it? Did you touch any of it? Any splashback?
No, honestly, no. The wind was, I was upwind.
Okay.
It's funny though. They tell you, because it's purple K fire extinguisher, which means it's like the powder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like the cancer stuff, you know?
It's not funny. It was just the way you said
funny,
it. I'm sorry.
No.
Damn.
And so what they tell you is like, whatever you do, don't spray the fire extinguisher on the engine. Because it'll ruin the engine. But if the fire's on the engine.
What do you do?
Yeah. Zero hesitation. Fully stuck the thing in the exhaust pipe and blew it up there.
Are you supposed to do that?
No.
Why did you? So you took all the glory and did it in improperly?
No. I put the fire out.
It wasn't improper.
It was just bad for the engine.
Oh. I thought you meant like you like were not supposed to deploy it that way.
It's like one of those like. They tell you not to do it this way, but this is the way I do it. It's like one of those, you know what I mean? Where it's like, would you rather have a flaming plane on the ramp or would you rather have the plane be ruined?
One sounds kind of fast and cool.
Yeah. But what's actually interesting is I low-key did it the best way because they had a mechanic come out, pronounce the plane perfectly fine. Guy flew it home.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow.
So like low-key, if I would have done it any other way.
Wouldn't have worked. Proud of you.
Yeah.
There are people like you in the ICU who push people out of the way because they like want the adrenaline.
Yeah.
And they'll like move newer nurses out because they're like, I need a little.
Are there like really strong and really weak members of the team?
Oh, 100%.
Okay.
150%.
Is it like, oh, this person's like a 99 overall CPR person, but they're like a 42 overall.
Oh, 100%. Like one of the things you have to think about when you are assigning roles to people as CPR or like as like an emergent situation like that's happening where you need to respond with CPR is you're like you have to pick somebody to document. You don't want Sloppy Joe documenting for you. You know what I mean? Like
this is
a crazy event that we need to record in a legal way. And there are certain, I mean this as respectfully as possible, but like if you're taking care of a 70-year-old man, you might not put your 98-pound 4'11" nurse on their chest. They might not have the like
so that they have like a 12 strength, you'd say. Do you get the Madden joke I'm doing here?
100%.
Okay. Yeah, you put the two-way glue guy on the on the 70-year-old patient, not the star-studded shot maker.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you think that everyone has a strength that like do you find the strength in everyone? Like they have like one thing that they're good at, or you think there's some people that are just like oof.
There are definitely some people that are just like, oof.
Yeah.
But
12 speed, yeah.
No, like I feel bad to like say this, but there have been times where like you know, before the attending gets in, like, I'm assigning roles to people. I'm looking at one guy and being like, just go get water or something for us. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say some prayers. Be the vibe guy in the hall, you know? Yeah. Watch the other patients. Yeah.
Oh, actually, no. Because I learned about the high five. I mean, you're not supposed to high five in the hallways.
Well, you're not supposed to say high five in a hospital
but
setting.
But you can high
five. Probably shouldn't be touching other people's hands. You don't know who'd be wiping and who'd be cleaning properly. But yeah, high five can be like slang for HIV.
Right.
It's like Roman numeral. Right. Five. High five.
And then HIV.
Yeah.
The more you know, guys. Yeah. But, so you're happy to be done nursing, though.
I'm happy to be what?
Done.
Done nursing? I miss it a little bit.
Miss it a little bit.
I do. I definitely do.
Okay.
But I think that's just like, you know, like, when you just like tell poop and fart jokes and you're a grown up and you do silly stuff, sometimes if you have like another job that's like a little bit more high stakes, high acuity, you're like, you probably don't feel as much like a sense of fulfillment and purpose. And I'm like, oh, what did I do today? You know, another day I'd be like, I did CPR.
Like the roof of the pyramid thing.
The what?
The roof of the pyramid thing, the thing we were talking about earlier.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, but yeah, I love what I'm doing in this. Like, oh my gosh. It actually was kind of a full circle moment the other day when a nurse that I used to work with came to a show and she was sitting next to another guy who was like there alone. And he like leaned over and he was like at the end of the show, he was like, did you come here with anybody? How did you hear about this? Whatever. And then she messaged me and said that the guy was like, I didn't want to get out of bed today. I drug myself out of bed. I came to this event. I had a great time. This is so much fun. And I was like, aw.
Damn.
That gives me purpose.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. But it was nice to hear it from a nurse saying that. I don't know. Like, it was like validating.
Yeah.
Or maybe she made the whole thing up and she just was being kind.
Just therapeutic touch. Yeah.
Just that. And I was like, you know what?
No, I believe it.
I hope so. It was really sweet.
That's
it made
awesome.
Me feel like we're doing something, making people happy.
Yeah. I'm wondering if there's a little bit more high stakes stuff we could do on this podcast that could, you know, give you that jolt.
I hope we don't.
Okay.
Or what are you talking about?
I don't know. Maybe we can set something on fire or zap you or something. I don't know.
I'm zapped, how am I going to respond to it?
I'm brainstorming.
Challenge. Just like to add that extra layer.
Yeah, maybe I'll
challenge.
Just go. Maybe I'll just spontaneously go into cardiac arrest. See what she does.
Please don't. Oh
live
my
on the air.
God.
What would be the What would be the most emergent thing that could happen to me that you could fix easiest? You know what I mean?
What's the most emergent thing that I could fix easiest?
Yeah. Like.
Well, there's so many variables. Like, how do I?
I'm saying, like, if I had a heart attack right now.
Okay.
Do you got me?
Yeah.
Okay. But if I, like.
Especially with Cam here, we could trade out on CPR
but if I, like,
and stuff. If you had, like,
internal bleeding, you couldn't handle that.
I mean, I could recognize it probably sooner than the average.
The average Joe?
Jane. Yeah. And. Get you
and that's
help.
What I'm saying is like what's the most dangerous thing that could happen to me that you could still handle?
Stroke, heart attack, choking,
cool,
tripping.
Okay, what's the least dangerous thing that could happen to me that you couldn't handle? That's a good question.
Your dishwasher breaking.
All right, fair enough.
I don't know. I don't love
ingrown toenail.
No, we did do surgery on your foot the other day.
Yeah.
Like eyeball stuff sometimes kind of gets to me a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But I helped you.
Yeah. We haven't talked about my eye stuff.
Oh my God. He keeps waking up and then he is like blind for the first
Dude,
30 minutes.
It feels like someone has like stuck a needle into my eyeball and that's it. And there's nothing I can do to stop
He also
it.
Lets maybe sleep like this on his face.
Hairy-ass
and then
dog,
he's like, I don't know what's happening. And I'm like,
but
I do.
This has happened to me like 3 times in the last like 3 years. I'll wake up with the most just blitzing, zapping eye pain, like as if there's something in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like blinking it out, you know, I'm like.
You're flossing it.
Flossing it and shit. And then my eye, like my vision's blurry for the next like 3 days. Like,
yeah,
I'm
he decided to tell me his vision was blurry. He's driving and he's like, I just can't even see out of this eye. I was like, why are you driving?
I'm just scratching this thing. Dude, isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I'm sorry that happened to
what
you.
What should I do about that? Is you think it's because of how deep my eyes are?
You keep saying that. One fucking bitch in high school must have told you that you have deep set eyes and this is ruined. You have like body dysmorphia now.
Yeah. We can't deny they're deeper than yours.
Okay.
So on one spectrum, on one scale.
I think you're saying deeper too. Like you have like the brow, like the like.
Yeah.
I don't have that. I don't know. I think you have beautiful eyes.
Thank you. I think you're a beautiful lady.
Thanks, man. Cameron, you're beautiful too. Cool.
Anything else going on this week or anything like that?
We're going to go to Ocala tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Check out the Ocala scene.
You bought a Prius.
Oh, I bought a Prius. It's my coming out.
Cameron.
I really miss my 4Runner.
Can you go to ChatGPT or any other AI?
I can just do Google AI.
Yeah. And say, like, give me silly examples of what I could do with $6,000.
$6,000?
That's how much I calculated you will be saving on gas per year.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So let's do a fun exercise. Like, what kind of silly stuff can we buy with the savings?
I already know what you want to buy.
What? Is it jams?
Oh, holy shit. We could have a backyard circus extravaganza.
Trooper. We could do a fire dancer, a unique retreat.
Wow. Luxury trip for a night.
What should we do?
Oh, it says go to Guam. I've always wanted to go to Guam. Niche hobby with an unusual purchase. Yeah, that's what we're asking about.
Yeah, what a dumb. That's awesome. Man, what do you think realistically we're going to do with the 6,000? Be responsible and set a budget and save it?
Yeah, probably save it.
Okay.
Invest it.
Counter offer.
Gamble it. Stake.us. Is that what you're going to say?
Counter offer.
Are you going to say put it all in black?
Yeah.
I knew he was.
You know what we should do is we should get a brand to sponsor us to do one of those. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, hey, brand.
Hey, if you're a brand.
Give us some money and we'll gamble it and it'll be awesome and people will love your brand. And that's it.
We love gambling. We need
help.
I was going to say we need to go gamble.
Oh, you know it's in Ocala. Ocala Bets.
God. They have Texas Hold'em?
Yeah. They have
I want to go.
Both.
I think we're both there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
You're going to try some new stuff tonight.
What should I do?
I thought we had a whole... You had a whole list of shit that you wrote this week, right?
Mm-mm.
No?
I haven't written anything.
Oh, I think I just wrote down funny things you did.
Maybe.
Well, maybe you can look over that. I think you need to talk about accidentally interviewing for ICE.
I just don't see how that's a joke.
That's a fucking hilarious thing that happened to you.
Totally. I don't think it's a joke. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying about that?
Yeah, but I think it's a funny concept that you could absolutely...
Well, you didn't like the Hitler McDonald's.
The
Nazi McDonald's. Remember we talked about this whole thing last week?
Yeah, I didn't.
To me, that's what the joke is. And if you don't like it, I'm not going to do it.
I think just keep it in your back pocket.
Yeah, I'll keep it in my back pocket. Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right, guys. Oh, yes. Our NFL teams. The weekly update.
Bills play the Commanders tonight, but they're 4-1 right now.
Okay, so Bills are going to be 5-1.
They're probably going to be 5-1 because they just lost to the Patriots last week. Packers 3-1-1 beat the Bengals.
And the Ravens are 1-5. So I guess like I know ball better than everyone else. And
job
is finished.
Well, no. What? Job's not finished.
They've already ordered the rings. The Bills have already ordered the rings. Sign it up.
You're a nut.
I want my initials to be on every one of their rings. Hey, Bills, sponsor us. We'll gamble your shit. We'll host a silly Olympics with some shit. Maybe you can introduce me to Josh Allen. And put my initials on the Super Bowl ring. I don't know. Consider it.
You don't have to do that, guys.
And this has been... What has it been, Allie?
This has been See You Later. I'm Allie. This is Scott. And we'll see you later.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong. So you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet.
Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.